Mark chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, so that they could accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Step forward." And he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill?" But they said nothing. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored normal like the other one. And the Pharisees went out and immediately took advice with the Herodians against him, how they could destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and those around Tyre and Zidon. A great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, so that they wouldn't mob him. For he had healed many, so that they pressed on him to touch him, as many as had diseases. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and called out, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly charged them not to make him known. And he went up into a mountain and called to him whomever he would. And they came to him. And he ordained 12 to be with him, and so he could send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into a house, and the multitude came together again, so that they could not even eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, "He is beside himself." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils he casts out devils." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom can't stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house can't stand. And if Satan rises up against himself and is divided, he can't stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Truly I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and blasphemies with which they shall blaspheme. But he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost won't be forgiven, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit. Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside sent to him, calling him. And the multitude sat around him, and they said to him, "See, your mother and your brothers outside are looking for you." And he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?" And he looked around at those who sat around him and said, "Look at my mother and my brothers, for whoever shall do the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother."